Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. And I'm joined today by Jessica Slaughter of North Central Louisiana Arts Council, also known as NCLAC. Welcome, Jessica.
Hi, Corey. Thanks.
Thanks for being here today. And let's start with NCLAC, North Central Louisiana. You guys are over in Ruston.
We are. We're based in Ruston, but we do art programming in five parishes that include Lincoln, Bienville, Claiborne, Union, and Jackson.
All right. So it is the month of October, which is pretty close to Arttober. Tell me about Arttober Fest. What's going on with Arttober?
So we are having our annual beer tasting fundraiser, and it's to raise funds for the arts. So we call it Arttoberfest. This is our eighth year, and that's going to be happening this Friday the 13th.
So coming up on Friday the 13th, and will be happening in Ruston?
Yes, it's going to be at the Norton Building in Ruston, which is a beautiful indoor-outdoor area. We're in the building. There's a courtyard, and then we spill over into the back parking lot. It includes food, all the fun party components. So we have food trucks, we have live music, we have raffles, we've got shirts and glasses, and we have lots of beer.
Okay, that all makes for a lively party then. Tell me this, because you may have folks coming from out of town, don't know their way around Ruston. Where's the Norton Building? What's it around? Give me a landmark
okay,
or something.
Okay, so it's downtown on Mississippi. It's right across from Railway Coffee. It's between, I guess it's between Trenton and Monroe
okay.
streets.
Trenton and Monroe streets.
Yeah.
Ruston's easy to get around because it has all those state streets. So
it's very easy.
You can find it in a downtown, not hard to find once you know that.
Right. And a cool thing about Arttoberfest, it's not just commercial beers. It's a homebrew beer tasting. So everybody's excited to taste beers that our local brewers are making. And then we also highlight some of our regional breweries that will be there. And then we also have a lot of commercial craft beers.
So this is all coming up on Friday the 13th.
Yes.
And that's in a couple of days. I'll just stay in a cave that day. Friday the 13th. Let's talk about this. There's beer, and you guys are teaming up with a lot of local folks to pull this off. What types of beer? You said commercial and you said local folks. Who are some of the local folks that are involved in this thing?
Yeah, we have local brewers who will be there. One, for example, that comes to mind is John Gord. He's a professor at Tech, but one of his passions is making beer. So he comes each year and he'll have those to taste. And a fun part of the night is it's a contest. So all these home brewers compete against each other. And when you arrive, you get a token for voting, and you can go and vote on your favorite homebrew. And then we tally up those votes at the end of the night, and we give a People's Choice Award, and we give a Brewer's Choice Award. Because we recognize that the home brewers have a more educated palate on what they're really tasting for mm-hmm. than just the general consumer. So we let the brewers give themselves an award amongst their peers and then the public as well.
I'm married to a pharmacist, and so when we first got married, I tried my hand at home brewing. I figured she had a degree in chemistry as an undergraduate. Maybe we could figure it out. And I came up with some horrible stuff, and then nobody would drink it.
Oh, no.
And so I pawned it off on these unsuspecting people from somewhere. Where were they from? Those people were from some island nation. I don't remember. They loved it, and then they took all of it back with them. I'm like, you take all of it and take it back to your country and enjoy. Anyway, they thought it was the greatest beer ever. So, yeah, they had a different palate than maybe some of us Americans did.
Right.
The event does require a ticket. Talk to me. There's an early bird deal, and then there's a general admission thing. So what's the difference?
So early bird tickets are actually sold out. That means you come there early, and you get first taste of some of the beers that we may eventually run out of, like some of those homebrews. But we still have plenty of general admission tickets left. You can get those online at nclac.org. That's our website. Or if you're local, you can get them at Fine Line Supply, which is also downtown. You can also go that day and show up at the door and buy a ticket. It's at 6:30. And then the event itself lasts until 10 p.m.
One of the cool things about any time you go out and do one of these is the music. So the music that's going to be provided, who's going to be playing?
Yes, we'll start off with Bethany Rayborn, who's a local singer-songwriter. Then we've got a jam band from Ruston called Hank Dammit. They'll be next. Then we have a new band that's coming to us this year. They're from Shreveport, Minden area, and that's called The Untouchables. And then we'll close out the night with Heaven and Hot Rods, and it's like a 80s, 90s cover band. And these bands are so generous. We, as the Arts Council, love to pay artists. You know, we try to pay artists all throughout the year to perform and do different services for us. But on this night, we have these musicians donate their time to us, which we are so grateful for.
Now, you and I have been talking for the last hour or so before we got on the air, and we talked about what the money went to. And so you raised a lot of money at this event last year. You'll raise some money at this one as well. Where does that money go, and what do you do for the folks in North Central Louisiana?
We funnel the funds raised at Arctoberfest right back into programming for the community. So last year's Arctoberfest funded an independent film series that we have going right now. And that's what we did last year as well. So that's a series of films that will come with the filmmaker. A visiting artist comes and visits in the community and presents their film. So that's what we're doing with those funds again this year.
The event is the North Central Louisiana Arts Council Arctoberfest. I'm with Jessica Slaughter of the Arts Council. And Jessica, if there are folks out there that want to find out a little more about Arctoberfest, and I need to point out one thing before we do that. This is an adult event, right? No little kids or anything.
You have to be 21, and we do have designated driver tickets as well. We want people to be wise.
All right. So to find out more about the event, where do they go?
They go to nclac.org.
All right. NCLAC, that spells NCLAC, folks. NCLAC.org. And if you can't remember that, you can find out more on our website, kedm.org.